Welcome to my Blog Talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader. I'm an artist, singer, songwriter, coach, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have Gene O back as my guest. Join us for a conversation about his musical journey and hear songs by Gene during the show. Welcome, Gene.
Hello, Margot. How are you?
I am doing really well. I'm happy and I'm excited to have you back on the show and talk to you about what's new in your musical journey since the last time you were on last year.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate the invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I mean, music to me has always been one of the things that has sparked joy for me throughout my life, and I've been thinking about that a lot lately, about how it's not just a current thing. It's like ever since I was a little kid, music is, whether it's singing, dancing, just listening to music, you know, it's such a way to add joy to the world, you know.
And I agree with you 100%. You know, music's a universal language, and it kind of transcends all other forms of communication because it's a vibration. It's literally a frequency. And, you know, when we connect, like imagine you go to a concert hall, right, and you're watching a band. You're all generating this energy, and you're all kind of honing in on that same frequency, and that's like the vibe that people talk about. You know, you can pick up a vibe from somebody, and music is like that. That it kind of covers that whole spectrum of emotions. It can make you happy. It can make you sad. It can make you joyful, whatever, you know?
Right. Yeah, and it can make you feel like dancing, or it can make you feel like relaxing, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many different vibes that it can bring up. And, you know, you brought up an interesting thing when you said that there's sad songs too. And one of the women in my Toastmasters Club gave a speech last week called The Joy of Sad Songs. And what an interesting title, you know. And then she was talking, though, about the fact that sad songs, a lot of people can relate to them, you know, and that they actually can help them feel good. So I thought, yeah, that was an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, I can relate to that, too. Can I tell you a quick story about that?
Mm-hmm.
So years ago, decades ago now, a close family member passed away from a motorcycle accident, and the family asked, could you sing at the funeral, at the service? And I thought, wow, what am I going to do? And I came up with a song, and it's called Peace of Mind, and it's actually on my debut album, Genealogy. It's one of the tracks on there. And honestly, it's tough for me to get through that whole song when I perform it live. I get choked up myself, even today. And quite a few friends have asked if they could play that song at services for their families. And I'm happy to let them go ahead and do it, sure. So emotions are kind of run the whole gamut, right? The whole spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
people love to be moved no matter what, whether it's a sad song or a happy song, right?
Right. And one of the points that I made when she was talking about that afterwards, when I was commenting on the speech, is that the vibrations, like you were talking about the music, if you're feeling sad, you're not ready for a happy song right then. You know?
You probably could use it, but you want to hear a sad song. You want to cry.
But you kind of need to move yourself up the scale of emotions from the sadness to, you know, feeling more hopeful to feeling more, like, optimistic to feeling happy. So, you know, and I don't know, lately I've had some experiences where I'm going, you know, I just don't feel like having playing a happy song right now. And that was really a shock for me because, you know, most of the time I really love happy music and happy songs and upbeat things that make me want to get up and sing and dance and that sort of thing. But we all do have, like you said, the full spectrum of emotions and therefore mm-hmm. the full spectrum of vibrations that we can relate to during those songs as well.
Yeah. Well, I know people that I've spoken with and myself too, you know, if you're in the mood for a sad song, you really want to hear it, you know, because you're, mm-hmm. you're kind of at that vibrational frequency, right? Then you get over that, get a Kleenex box, wipe your tears and go out and party and have fun with a happy song.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's the way it goes. It was interesting though that she said that people tend to listen to songs that are sad over and over and over again. And I thought, oh my gosh, Gene. know? I mean,
well.
if you can't listen. Okay, I had written this on a post-it note just in, anyway, you can't listen to sad songs all the time and feel happy.
No.
You know,
they do have their
moments, but you know, if you listen to sad songs all the time, you're going to start feeling sadder, I think.
Kind of depressing.
yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, we're not going to be talking about depressing songs today, and I have three really cool songs by you queued up to play during the different segments of the show.
Okay.
So, you know, we will not be playing sad songs today.
No, I don't think so. None of those are sad. I tend to write up-tempo, positive message, love, you know, togetherness, that kind of stuff. That's, I don't know, it kind of comes naturally to me that way.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing is that people have to do what comes naturally to them when it comes to writing songs and performing them as well.
Yeah.
So, and there's a place for everybody. There's a place for the people that do the sad songs, and there's a place for people that do the happy songs. I mean, look how popular the song Happy got to be.
You know, it's funny you say that. I've been doing a lot of social media content creation lately. I mm-hmm. hired a PR person to assist me with, you know, growing my fan base and being on social media, which I kind of been on Facebook quite a bit, not
mm-hmm.
so much Instagram and hardly ever on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And now I'm making these 10 to 30 second short reels and, they're posting it every day for me on all the platforms, and it's a lot of work. And I find that this is one step of what's happening with how to get exposure out of the thousands of songs that are released every day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you differentiate yourself? And that's something I'm doing too. Now I forgot why I said that. Oh, I totally lost my train of thought.
That's all right. I do that a lot to myself. I lose my train of thought.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
Yeah, and my cat just came and sat on my desk and opened my door. So,
oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, so he needs to sit down so that I can see my notes. Yeah, it's... We were talking about sad songs and happy songs. And also, though, during this first segment, I wanted to talk to you about your musical journey a little bit and about what you've been working on and what projects you've been working on. So you want to talk about that a little bit before we play the first song?
Yeah, happy to do that. So over the last... Recently, over the last year, I kind of had to put a lot of my new creative stuff aside because I had a little radiation treatment on my vocal cord, and it took quite a few months to recover from that, just to talk, and this is what I sound like now, and I haven't recorded anything new. So what I was doing instead, it was let me back up. Back a couple of years ago, when I mm-hmm. released my first single, Crazy World, mm-hmm. I was working with my co-writer and co-producer, Jimmy Goings, who I've known since 1986, when he was the producer of my last rock band I was in called The Make. And we were a San Francisco rock and roll original song band, mm-hmm. doing pretty good back then. Mm-hmm. And so I was working with him on Crazy World. And at the same time, I was also promoting my debut album, Genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gotten, I was working with a, I would say it's an A&R company called Taxi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they are in the arena of screening songs to submit to music libraries and directors and music supervisors for sync placements, putting your mm-hmm. song on film, TV, or ads. Well, one of my songs, Shake It All Up, was the first song that I actually signed the music library publishing deal to. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and then soon after, I got two more for the other two tracks, the first uh-huh. two tracks on the album, Keep On Believing and Sweet Infatuation. So I was excited, and I told Jimmy about that, and I'm like, you know, do you still have those 2-inch reel-to-reel analog master tapes from uh-huh. back in 1986? And he said, yeah. And I proposed the idea of reaching out to our bandmates and getting together, have a little powwow, and discuss possibly putting out the work that we did back in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But the only time it was released back then was on cassette tape
oh,
at a
wow.
couple of nightclubs. You know, there uh-huh. wasn't internet and there wasn't CDs even. So we all agreed, let's put in the effort, let's put in some dough, and let's get this thing together. And sure enough, we did. We were all surprised at how good the quality was. And mm-hmm. then I started promoting it. And it's interesting because Shake It All Up was, you know, that was on the album of The Make. But I mm-hmm. submitted it as my own song because I wrote the song together
right.
with the guitarist from The Make. And that just kind of dovetailed into this whole new project of really focusing on sync licensing of all our music, our individual catalogs as solo artists, and uh-huh. collectively as The Make. So we put out that 12-song album in October of last year,
mm-hmm.
and then we found more tapes. So we've decided to put out 9 more singles, not an album, but put them out mm-hmm. individually, so, you know, stretch it out over some period of time. Really excited to put those out too, because it's my voice when I was in my mid-20s,
uh-huh.
and the band just rocks. It's just a fun band, and I hope everybody gets a chance to listen. It's actually out there. It's called The Make Up Sessions. A little
uh-huh.
joke on that we made up, and it's something that's actually gained some traction. We were picked up in Russia, of all places, at a radio station called Radio Kamara 104.3.
Wow.
And yeah, and I was like, really? Like, out of nowhere, this DJ, or he's actually the owner, he reached out to me on Facebook, and I was like, yeah, I'm always a little, you know, cautious about.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I kind of didn't really respond really quickly. And
uh-huh.
then he's like, no, I really want to play with you guys. And sure enough, he put us on heavy rotation on this, they call it Hit Parade of artists. And we were like in a mix of a whole bunch of other major label artists, right? The
wow.
audience... The audience picks who climbs the chart of their hit parade of artists, uh-huh. right? We wound up in Russia on that station, number two.
Wow.
Just under Noel Gallagher of Oasis. I'm like, really? Okay. I'll take that. Sure.
You know, I love this conversation, but we need to play the first song because time has gone by. We only have 30 minutes left.
Oh, let's do it.
Left.
Let's do it. Yeah. Well,
you know,
this
so
is on
anyway,
the album.
Gonna,
this is on the makeup sessions.
Yeah. Shake It All Up. And it's only a little over 3 minutes, so we won't be gone that long. And I also wanted
it's
to
It's not
out,
a sad
have,
song. It's not a sad
good.
Song. It's a happy song.
No, I know it's not a sad song. But anyway, the makeup sessions art is in the slideshow as well and in the
nice.
Poster. All right. So we need to be quiet. We can talk again after the song finishes. Shake It Up. Here we go. And that was Shake It All Up. I like that, Gino. You're right. It's definitely not a sad song. It really
no,
made me
no.
feel like
that, like I said,
out,
that's the
you know?
That's the first one I got a publishing music library publishing deal with, and it's also the song that I was telling you about the radio station in Russia. That's the
uh-huh.
one they picked. Of all the songs, I was like, really? That one? Okay.
Well, I like it. I don't know. You know, it reminds me of how I used to feel about music when there was a lot more music like that out.
Yeah.
And yet it's funny because I was listening to it and thinking that it also sounds like it could be something now, though. You know? I mean,
you know, it's funny you say that. That is, it's kind of like that 30-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the trends come back. You see people wearing bell-bottoms now and know, torn jeans like the 80s. Everything kind of recycles again. And hopefully, you know, that's why we're getting a little attention with the Make music, because no one's ever heard it. It's the first time this music been shared worldwide. So, you know, thank God for online distribution, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, boy, it's a whole different world than it was back when there were vinyl albums, and then there were 8-tracks and cassettes, and then there went into CDs, and now there's, like, online, and I don't know. It's a little confusing.
Albums are coming back. Vinyl, people want to bring vinyl back. I mean,
oh, I know. I've seen that, and I have bought a few vinyl albums of favorite albums of mine recently, and I still have a lot of them from when I worked in record stores while I was going to college as well. And ones that I bought after. But, it was so much fun working at Tower Records in Campbell and getting promo albums. We could listen to anything we wanted to. It was really fun. But, yeah, music has always been something that sparked joy for me. And so, yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. Okay, nice. We've got 23 minutes left, and I want to make sure we have time to do all three songs. So, the next song we're going to play is Cool. And I'd like you to talk about that briefly, and then we'll play that, and then maybe talk a little more, and then we'll get on to the third song.
Sure. Cool is my second single. The first one was Crazy World, which came out in 2019, I think. You know, had a little, you know, personal life situations. It kind of delayed these singles. But Cool, it's not written about anyone in particular. It's kind of a little tongue-in-cheek. Lyrically, and it was more about, you know, boy meets girl. They kind of connect, and he thinks she's cool, and then finds out she thinks he's cool. So it's all cool, you know? And it was my first attempt to do a real music video. So I actually asked a couple of friends of mine who had you know, adult children. I wanted to have like a young couple, you know, finding each other, dancing with each other. And so I put together this music video using actors. I throw myself in a couple of times in it, but that was like my first music video. Afterwards, I started doing more editing and things for the Make, because we're making a music video for every one of those. But that's what I do with Cool. And that was just before my voice was starting to go.
Well, you're probably still healing your voice too, so we need to be careful how much you use it.
Oh no, it's
well.
Fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
I take care of it. Yeah, I take care of it every day. Lots of exercises, and my speech therapist has me doing good stuff to bring it back.
That's good.
So, oh, by the way, Jimmy Goings, I mentioned him, my co-writer and co-producer. He was more in I don't know if you remember Santa Esmeralda.
No.
Big in the 70s. Dance, you know, dare I say disco? Probably not. He'd kill me to say that.
Oh, I like
origin.
Disco. I hate to say that with my rock friends and my musician friends, but, you know, it was fun dancing.
It is, and that's what I wanted to do with this song, was have kind of a Latin beat to it. So that's why I had Jimmy do that, and we brought in great horn player Stephen Kuhn, and it was just a lot of fun to do this song. So go ahead. It's called Cool.
Okay. I'm going to play it. It is, let's see, how long is it? It's just under 4 minutes. So
yeah,
we'll play that, and then we'll talk some more.
Okay.
Here's Cool by Gene O.
Thank you.
You know, I could picture dancing to that song. In fact, I found myself moving to the music, and I'm really curious to see the video. You said you created a video for that one, right?
Yes, yes. It's on my YouTube channel and also my website. I believe it's on my website. anyway, yeah, it's definitely out there, and a lot of fun. You know, this whole creative process is just fun for me. It's therapeutic. It's something to look forward to every day, you know?
You know, creativity is one of my top values as well. And it just, oh my gosh, you know, it's just the people that don't think they're creative, because we're all creative. It's just nobody, or some people don't think they are. So not everybody thinks that they are. But yeah, everything we do, we can use our creativity. And creativity makes, as you said, life more fun.
Yeah, you know, I think when we put our energy into something, no matter what it is, we tend to manifest those things into reality. It's like if you think about it, you come up with a song in your head, and then you manifest it into reality by recording it. And then that sends out to whoever else wants to connect with that. And that's the joy I get from songwriting is and performing, too. Even if it's covers, right?
It's
the connection. It's there's nothing like it. There's no drink. There's no drug. There's nothing that's like that energy exchange with an audience when you're performing. You know,
because
you need the
high.
Audience. Yeah, but you need the audience to get it back. In other words, you could be performing to, you know, at a street fair and no one's paying attention. That's fine. You're the entertainment for the day, but if you can get a crowd and you're there with you, you feel it, they feel it, that's the magic right there.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even imagine what it must be like for Taylor Swift and some of the people that do so many shows and have so many thousands of people at the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about energy exchange, oh, my goodness. Yeah, that would be amazing. But Yeah, but even just the few people that are really into it is really cool, too. We've been hosting the open mic again over at Yatwa in San Rafael, and we had to stop doing it for a while during the pandemic, and then we did, that's how I met you, though, was we were doing Zooms for West Coast songwriters. And you,
West Coast songwriters, you, right, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah, for songwriters, and then we started hosting the songwriters open mic again on the second Thursday of the month, and it's been really fun. I mean, we haven't had a huge turnout of songwriters coming yet because it had been gone for a while, so we're rebuilding up, but it's fun because the people actually care about the songs that each person plays, you know, and you get comments on it, and it's really a fun thing. Wish you were up in the area so you could come and join us. That would be really
fun.
Well,
now you know why I haven't been there for the last year. But as I get my voice back more and more, I'll definitely come out and join that little evening of fun. That'll be nice.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, it's at a Chinese restaurant called Yatwa in San Rafael, and they've got really good Chinese food. It's a really comfortable, fun place to play, and yeah, we've been really enjoying it a lot. Okay, so we've got 12 minutes, a little over 12 minutes left. And we're coming up to the newest song of yours that I'm going to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
tell us a little
about
bit
it?
About it first. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Or do you want to talk?
No.
Talk after.
Let's talk first about it because there's a story behind it. I actually wrote this a while ago. I won't say how long, but a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really intrigued with how country music was crossing over into rock and how so many rock artists were starting to do kind of country-infused music,
mm-hmm.
and country artists were going more rock. And around the time I wrote it, Shania Twain was getting popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she married Mutt Lange, who produced Def Leppard and all these other heavy rockers. I'm like, wow, that's unique. And he gave
uh-huh.
her this edge, but it was still kind of considered country. I never went country, but I appreciated that combination. And I thought, well, maybe I can write a song and a female country artist might want to use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it, and it kind of sat in the pile of songs and never
mm-hmm.
went anywhere. And then after I released Cool and Crazy World, I went, well, maybe I should do something with that song. And I have a friend that I've known for a long time. His name's Earl Caldwell. And
mm-hmm.
Earl was like a very – he's quite a musician, okay,
mm-hmm.
and in the Bay Area. And his brother and my brother are actually best friends, so we've known each other for a long time. And he does country really well. So I rang him up. I'm like, let's work together on this. You can play all this stuff, and then let's bring in some female artists, some female
mm-hmm.
singers. And we did, and I was still looking for something a little more. And then I thought, well, I should sing it then. Let me just knock it out. And it turned out pretty good. We mixed it, we recorded it, and I had it mastered, the final mastering done at
uh-huh.
Abbey Road Studios in
uh-huh.
the UK, because you can do that online.
That's cool.
And this is coming out officially on the 28th of this month. It'll be in all
cool.
the streaming platforms. So you're getting the inside scoop here. Margo, no, this song is not available yet, but pre-order is available on iTunes. So people can pre-order it for 99 cents. That will help me get on the iTunes chart. So all you listeners, go to iTunes and pre-order the song.
All right. Well,
let's play it.
Let's play it for them so we don't run out of time to play it. And
mm-hmm.
then we'll talk some more after the song. This one's
okay.
3.5 minutes. And it's You're the One for Me, Gene O.
I
You're the one for me, Gene. Gene, I really like that song. And what you were saying about mixing country and rock, I was never a big country fan ever, but then once they started adding some rock and some pop to the country, I liked some of those songs. And you're right, adding a little country to the rock can give a different feeling as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's I like crossing over to different genres, like Crazy World was had a Caribbean beat, Cool
uh-huh.
had a Latin beat. This is
like
kind of on
song,
the country
yeah.
edge, you know. Yeah, it's.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted to be pigeonholed into one category. I just like music, and whatever comes to me is
yeah.
what I do.
You know, I feel the same way. I've liked a lot of different kinds of music, as long as it's something that touches my heart. In other words, you know, sparks joy for me, I will listen to it. It doesn't matter to me what category it goes in, you know. And
right.
I feel kind of sad for the people that think that they can only listen to one category of music. Oh, my gosh, no, I never listened to country. Or, oh, no, I never listened to rock. Or, oh, no, I never listened to prog rock even, you know. And then the prog
well,
rock
you
people
know.
Don't want to listen to the other things that are classic rock or pop rock or country, you know, so they're missing out on a lot if they don't.
Country was not a genre that I actually really got into, but I just felt
mm-hmm.
like this song had that vibe. You know, one thing I want to say, there's a lot of piano playing in this
mm-hmm.
kind of up front, and that pianist, as she likes to call herself, that's my friend Tish Diaz. And she's been touring with the Tina Turner musical that's been going all around the country. She's a piano player and second director in that show. So I have Tish to thank for that wonderful piano playing throughout that song.
Well, it was really good. I really enjoyed it a lot. And I am so glad I had you back on the show. We've got 3 minutes left. Can you believe it? Only 3 minutes left. So I want to make sure that people go to your website, www.geneo.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. And as I said before, that confused me because it's not a .com, but it does work.
Hey, you know, well, why get a .com when you can get a .rocks?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I've always tended more toward rock music, not necessarily heavy metal or hard. When I was working in the record store, I mean, there were so many different categories of rock, you know, and classic rock was actually what people are starting to call prog rock now because it was a mix of classical and rock, you know. Now they call classic rock just things that are classics that were rock songs that were popular.
From back in the day, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's all good, you know. Music is timeless, too. You can always count on music coming back, too. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Margo. Right. I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, during these last 2 minutes that we have left, what do you want to leave our audience with?
Well, you know, we've all been through a lot, and I think it's important to remember to be kind to each other and, you know, have a little more understanding. We don't know always what people are going through, and, you know, patience is something that we all have to work on.
Right.
For me, I wouldn't have gotten through these last few years had it not been for music and this musical tribe of friends that I've been connected with over the last few years. They really made a difference to me. And I think it's important that we connect with each other and just be kind.
I couldn't agree more. Connection and kindness, two really important values that are on my list of heart values. It's so important, so very important. And it's what makes life really fun and enjoyable, and where you can enjoy the journey is if you connect with other people who enjoy things that you enjoy. And enjoy music is a great way to connect people. I agree.
It's the best, yeah. It's universal.
Yeah, you're so right about that. Music is universal. Kind of like smiles, you know, when people smile.
It's contagious.
Yeah, it is. It's so funny because when you go places and you smile at people, they smile back, I'd say at least 99% of the time. You know, I mean, there's sometimes people that are sad or grumpy, you know, and they don't, but...
Well, when you do that, you're sending out energy, and they're receiving it. So, you know, that's how it works.
Yep. Well, it's time to go. But anyway, I want everyone out there to think about what do you love to do? What are your heart's desires? What's your music, whether it's actual music or doing some other type of creativity, writing, singing, whatever it is, art itself. So everyone out there, please, whatever it is, start to and continue to live your music. Bye for now, Gino. Thank you again for being back on my show. You always have a real positive vibe, and I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Margo. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye for now, everyone.